From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday, voting overwhelmingly for independence.
Lo d'avui és una victòria de la ciutadania, indubtablement.
Several thousand gathered to celebrate in Barcelona, among them Josep, who said the vote was a victory for the people, despite what he called state aggression, a reference to police efforts to interrupt the referendum. Hundreds were injured.
Avui Catalunya ha guanyat molts referèndums.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said the people of Catalonia have won the right to be heard, respected, and recognized. He's expected to make a formal declaration of independence within 48 hours. But Spanish Foreign Minister Afonso Dastas said the central government has a duty to uphold the law.
We have offered dialogue without naturally accepting a precondition, which is the holding of an illegal referendum.
Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council in Washington said he expects the independence declaration to go ahead.
The question is if they feel that this is a legitimate move or not. I think they will go ahead and they'll do it, trying to force Europe or, you know, the European Commission to jump into this, or trying to force the Spanish government to negotiate.
The ballot has no legal standing. It has been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada, said a gunman who opened fire on the Las Vegas Strip late Sunday is now down, a reference to his being wounded or perhaps killed, that numerous people were wounded when shooting broke out at the Mandalay Bay Casino during a country music festival. The gunman's identity not yet been released. Local reports said two people were killed, at least two dozen others wounded, the incident forcing authorities to close a nearby airport. This is VOA News.